men who own which type of pet are most likely to cheat on their partners?
I like that you're bringing this to the table, because if you're just about to date someone, you're getting to know them, oh, you've got a pet. What is that pet? If they say this, you're going to be concerned.
So it's a poll of 1,200 married philanderers who all had pets. That's the condition. All right, if you're a philanderer, right, and then someone goes, oh, you're a bit of a philanderer, and then your partner's not around, so you're feeling like just giving that information up for some reason. You're like, yeah, no, I am a bit of a philanderer. Well, what do you want to know? Oh, well, we're just doing this thing animals and pets, and we want to know if you're a philanderer. Like, what sort of pet do you go, oh, right, well, I'll definitely tell you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a philanderer, right?
But if you were to be one.
But if I were to philander and someone says, are you a philanderer? Do you want to do a poll? I'm saying no way, Jose.
No. You're right.
I mean, you're a dumb philanderer.
Yeah, if you're sharing this.
Signing up to things like that. So, unfaithful husbands who had a pet bird, such as a parrot or a budgie, were last in the top 10 pecking order at just 4% of philanderers. That's not a surprise.
No.
I reckon if you're with someone and they've got a pet parrot or budgie and they're cheating on you,
not too many questions.
You've hit rock bottom. Yeah. I mean, firstly, you're dating a guy that's got a parrot or a budgie.
You're not a fan?
Oh, it wouldn't be my first choice.
No, okay. But just say they couldn't have a dog or a cat and that's the only pet they could have. It's like a goldfish.
Nah.
If you're dating a guy who's got a goldfish and he cheats on you...
He's very lonely.
Yeah.
He's very lonely. And you're just feeling a deep, dark hole that he's been living in for a while with him. And he's damn fish. And he's doing the shaking of the things, making sure.
Good morning.
How often do you give him the shakings of the food?
Once a day.
Just sits up the top. Yeah. And there's a thing. You can just give him a big shake and you leave it for 24 hours to 48 hours. You come back, give him another big shaker. And sort of like that Parmesan cheese, that really horrible smelling one that your parents used to have on the kitchen table for some reason because they didn't have proper Parmesan cheese. Do they still have that Parmesan cheese?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
I remember my parents putting out a nice little bolognese and the worst cheese in the world in that little shaky thing. We want to know, though, what pet means that you guys likely to cheat.
What is it?
Well, it's the old Jakey Snakey.
So if you're seeing a guy right now, it's fairly new, and you've just found out he's got a pet snake at home. you're in trouble.
Because there's only one type that you want to know that a guy's got, don't you?
Yeah, because I hate snakes. Yeah. There's only one type of snake.
Is that a carpet? Python?
No, I don't like carpet python.
No? Is that a green tree snake?
No. Starts with T.
How many eyes has it got?
Just one.
Where does it live?
Down below.